Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال تعالى واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل أي العمل أحب إلى الله قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أدومها وإن قل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه البخاري ومسلم رحمهم الله وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة جنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه البخاري رحمهم الله صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected and honorable علماء كرام مشايخ عظام Respected أئمة Honorable حفاظ leaders, elders of our community, colleagues, friends, young children in Islam, honorable mothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Just before the talk started, mashallah, we were able to participate in a great amal. And that amal was to pray durood ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A great amal, a great action, subhanallah. One riwayah comes to my mind, and Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hadrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and he made a very unique statement. Which one of us wants to see our Jannah before we die? Put your hands up, mashallah. Subhanallah. We want to see Jannah, we want to observe Jannah before we die. Subhanallah. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, من صلى علي ألف مرة في يوم الجمعة, whosoever will pray durood upon me on the day of Jum'ah 1,000 times. How many times? How many times? 1,000 times. Simple durood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The shortest durood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Rasulullah SAW says, whosoever will pray durood on me on the Friday, يوم الجمعة ألف مرة لم يمت حتى يرى مقعده من الجنة. لم يمت. He will not die until he will see his abode in Jannah. Subhanallah. Say لا إله إلا الله. القول البديع. Subhanallah. What a great saying. Subhanallah. Hazrat Khalad ibn Thabit rahimahumullah, a great scholar of Islam, subhanallah, he had a habit. He had a habit of reading, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummi. What we just read now. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummi. He had a habit of reading this regularly on a Friday. He passes away. He passes away. And what happens? Under his pillow, there is a piece of paper, subhanallah. There is a piece of paper. Under that paper is written, هَذِهِ بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ لِخَلَّادٍ. Subhanallah. هَذِهِ بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ لِخَلَّادٍ. This is a guarantee, a savior from the hellfire for Khallad. Subhanallah. This was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they inquired from his wife, well, what was Khallad doing? Subhanallah. What was his amal? And she said, he would never miss a Friday without reading this durood 1,000 times. Subhanallah. 1,000 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummiyi. Subhanallah. 1,000 martaba. Ye durood parte Khalad ibn Thabit rahimahumullah ko dunya mein jahannam se chutkare ki parchi mil gayi. Subhanallah. Barat mil gayi. Subhanallah. Salvation from the hellfire. This is such a great amal, subhanallah. Our shaykh and our imam. Allah ta'ala keep him preserved. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah protect him from the evil eye. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah keep his shadow. Allah ta'ala keep his ilm living all times. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear colleague, Shaykh Muhammad Hafizahullah ta'ala, gave us so many important messages in our Jummah khutbah today, subhanallah. So many important messages. I can't cover all of them. But the importance of iman, the importance of valuing what we have. And we need to understand that we can only preserve that if we follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, La yu'minu ahadukum. None of you can be a complete believer. La yu'minu ahadukum. Hatta yakuna hawahu taba'an lima ji'tu bih. Until you do not follow and make yourself subordinated to the way that I have brought, subhanallah. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surul ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so powerful. This Friday is such a great day for a Muslim. And Jabir ibn Abdullah رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى says from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة اثنتا عشرة ساعة. جمعة comprises of 12 hours. If you divide it from Subah Sadiq, from the beginning of the day until Ghurub, until sunset, there are 12, basically it's divided into 12 portions. 12 portions. يوم الجمعة إثنى عشرة ساعة لا يوجد عبد مسلم يسأل الله تعالى إلا آتاه إياه. الله أكبر. Say لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. Rasulullah says, when a Muslim slave, you will not find a Muslim slave raise his hands and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he catches that moment. He catches that hour. لا يسأل الله شيئاً except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that, subhanallah. Allah will not leave him deprived. Allah will grant him that. إلا آتاه إياه فالتمسوها آخر ساعة بعد العصر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم رواه أبو داود والنسائي رحمهم الله. رسول الله says, so if you want to find that moment, you try to seek for that moment, seek for it on the day of Jumu'ah after Salatul Asr. Inshallah we catch it. Say Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah. Such an important time. The Friday after Salatul Asr, subhanallah. And a great Shaykh has been in wisdom. Look at his wisdom. He chooses his dars on a Friday after Asr, mashallah. Subhanallah. The sunnah of remaining in the masjid from Asr till Maghrib on the day of Jummah is every week, subhanallah. This was the amal of our pious predecessors, subhanallah. Kana Ta'us ibn Kisan, rahimahumullah. Hadrat Ta'us ibn Kisan, rahimahumullah, a great scholar of Islam. Ida salla al-asr yawm al-jum'ah. When he would read his salatul asr on the day of Jum'ah, istaqbal al-qibla. Then he would face the qibla, walam yukallim ahada. And he would not converse and talk with anybody, hatta تغرب الشمس, until sunset, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. Sheikh Zakariya alayhim al-Rahma, we've all heard of Sheikh Zakariya alayhim al-Rahma, the author of Fadail al-A'mal. Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi was his habit as well. For years, on the day of Jumu'ah, after Salatul Asr, he would be engaged in durood and dua ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Khadr al-Mufaddal ibn Fadala rahimahumullahu ta'ala, إِذَا صَلَّ عَصْرَ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ, when he would read the عصر of يوم الجمعة, خَلَى فِي نَهِيَةِ الْمَسْجِدِ, he would take a corner of the masjid, he would isolate himself. He would isolate himself in one of the corners of the masjid. خَلَى فِي نَهِيَةِ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَا يَزَالُ يَدْعُ حَتَّى تَغْرُبَ الشَّمْسِ, and he would be engaged in dua until sunset. Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. One of the greatest amal we can do now, today, is let's revive this sunnah. Say inshallah. The sunnah of remaining in the masjid from Asr till Maghrib, inshallah. And number two, whoever has not read durood 1,000 times, it's only going to take us 20 minutes, inshallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read with this intention and with this niyyah that the fadila which has been mentioned and the virtue which has been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, I will be worthy of that. Say inshallah ta'ala. Have yaqeen, subhanallah. يقين in dua, subhanallah. One great scholar, يقول أحد الصالحين, one of the great predecessors said, ما دعوت الله بدعوة بين العصر والمغرب إلا استجاب لي ربي. الله أكبر. إلا استجاب لي ربي. I never raised my hands between Asr and Maghrib. I never raised my hands and asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that Allah accepted me, subhanallah. Whenever I raise my hands for a need between Asr and Maghrib on the day of Jum'ah, مَا دَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ بِالدَّعْوَةِ Whatever prayer and dua I made, إِلَّا اسْتَجَابَ لِي رَبِّي until حَتَّى اسْتَحْيَيْتُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ What does it say? حَتَّى اسْتَحْيَيْتُ until I became embarrassed that every time I ask, my Rabb is accepting my dua. How can I disobey my Rabb? Allahu Akbar. How can I disobey my Rabb? He's so gracious. He's giving me everything I ask from him. Subhanallah. Asab al-ama. As-Salt ibn Bustam. Salt ibn Bustam, rahimahumullah. He got afflicted with blindness. He was a person who could see. He was a person who could see. Achanak. Suddenly, his eyesight went. And he became blind. Asab al-ama. As-Salt ibn Bustam, rahimahumullah ta'ala, fajalasa ikhwanuhu yawm al-jum'ah, fajalasa ikhwanuhu yawm al-jum'ah ba'd al-asr. So his brothers, oh Allahu Akbar, our brother, Salt ibn Bustam has been afflicted with blindness. We need to make dua. They all gathered in the masjid. Fajalasa ikhwanu. And they start making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Salku shifa dede. Ya Allah. Salku shifa dede. Ya Allah. Salki binai wapas liya. Ya Allah. Return the sight of salt. Ya Allah. Return the sight of salt. Ya Allah. Return the sight of salt. Allahu Akbar. The Rawi says that they were making dua. They were engaged in dua. And what happens? فَقَبْلَ المغرب, just before Salatul Maghrib, فَعَتَسْ عَتْسَةً Hazrat Salt, he sneezes, and next thing he sees, that his eyesight is back, subhanAllah. فَرَدَّ بَصَرَ subhanAllah. لا إله إلا الله. This time is of importance, Allahu Akbar. I wanted to talk on something else, but because the Shaykh said this, it just reminded me of the importance of the occasion that we're in, Allahu Akbar. The importance of the majlis, that we are, let's value this, subhanAllah. Let's value what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So inshallah, we will try and finish a bit early today, so we get the time to engage in durood. Promise me inshallah, yeah? We can make this intention today, we're going to try and stay in the masjid inshallah, from Asr till Maghrib inshallah, and we're going to at least pray 1,000 durood inshallah ta'ala. And we're going to try and be those who are going to be worthy of this fadila inshallah ta'ala. The hadith which I mentioned in my khutbah, come to that now. We have all, alhamdulillah, passed Ramadan a month ago. Allah accepted, say, Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala accept our siyam, Ameen, Rabbil Alameen, our fasting. Allah accept our qiyam, our standing in prayer. Allah accept our tilawat of the Qur'an, our recitation of the Qu'an, our dhikr, our fikr, our sadaqah, our charity. Whatever a'mal we did in Ramadan, Allah accepted, inshallah. But the ulama say, by Umar, the ulama say, if Maulana Sindhi Sahib can mention your name, I can mention your name as well. He's my friend as well, mashallah. We go a long way back, before you, Sheikh. We go before you, mashallah. True or false? But he's not been a good friend to me. He's abandoned me, man. He's taken up Sheikh Sahba. You're good Sahba, mashallah. Keep it up, mashallah. Mashallah. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. What was I saying? Ji, aap logo ka test bhi hoga, inshallah. Huh? Sorry? Naam, alhamdulillah, yes. The sign of the Abid is very clever, mashallah. Abid is attention. Ha, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu feekum, mashallah. One sign of acceptance, Marubai. Sign of acceptance. Ulama have said, the sign of acceptance of our a'mal of Ramadan is that we continue with the a'mal. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. We continue. We continue with our recitation. We continue with our salah. We continue with our qiyam. We try and continue with the a'mals that we were doing, alhamdulillah, in Ramadan. And that is why our mothers of believers, may Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, may Allah destroy those who try to defame her. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Say Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah ta'ala make their plan and scheme a failure. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And they can do what they want. They can publish what they want. They can show what they want. But the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of the Sahaba and the love of Ummul Mu'minin Mu'mineen and specifically Ummi Aisha Siddiqa will never go away from our hearts. Say inshallah ta'ala. We will live and we will die for the Sahaba. Say inshallah. We will give our lives for the Sahaba. Say inshallah. They can do what they want. They can publish whatever film they wish. It ain't gonna make a difference to us, inshallah. You can do what you wish. You can say what you want. It ain't gonna make a difference to us, inshallah, in the love of Allah, in the love of Rasulullah, in the love of the Sahabi Kalam, and the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Ameen, inshallah ta'ala. Ummi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says, a question was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سؤال رسول الله أي العمل أحب إلى الله. Very important question. The question was, which action, which amal is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which amal Allah likes the most? Which amal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most? أحب العمل إلى الله. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. That we are that action upon which we are consistent. We are doing it regularly. Even though it may be small and even though it may be minute and little in amount, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at the amount. He looks at what's in that amount. Allahu Akbar, yes. Allah doesn't look at abundance. Allah doesn't see a person is doing so much. But how much ikhlas is there? How much taqwa is there? How much taqarrub ila Allah is there? How much has that person done that act with khushu' and khudu'? That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon. Inna Allah la yandur ila suwarikum wa ajsamikum walakin yandur ila qulubikum. Allah looks upon your niyyah. أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The best of, the most beloved amal in the sight of Allah is that amal which may be less but consistent. And that is the message of today. We need to take back inshallah. The message is, I want to be consistent. Allah says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. And that was the very purpose of our fasting. The fasting purpose was, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And we've talked upon that on many occasions, on the taqwa and the conscience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ. And you should not die, illa wa antum muslimun, except in the state of being submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except in the state of Islam and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to submit ourselves. Islam is not about choosing. Unfortunately, sometimes what do? We pick and choose. This amal is good for me now, so let me do it now. At other times, dekha jayega. We'll see about it. We'll think about it. Islam is not about picking and choosing. Islam is about consistency. Being constant in our a'mal. And that approach is the best approach, subhanAllah. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship Allah until yaqeen, meaning death, comes upon you. At all times, we have to have the conscience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this thought in our heart and mind that we're going to die one day. Allahu Akbar. Death is going to come to us one day. May Allah ta'ala make that easy upon us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah ta'ala make it easy upon us. But at all times we need to seek Allah's forgiveness subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are weak. We are weak. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end of each good deed, he would do istighfar. Yes or no? Yeah? He would do istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he completes the salah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, the very first words that come out from the blessed tongue of Rasulullah would be, astaghfirullah. Allah has mentioned many Quranic verses. At the end of Hajj, istighfar. At the end of Qurbani, istighfar. At the end of Siyam, istighfar. At the end of my prayer, istighfar. Istighfar is very important. Subhanallah. Ayyu shayin, a great call, ahadu salaf, one of the great salaf have said, ayyu shayin, yaf'alu Allahu bi'abdihi. Ayyu shayin, يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ إِذَا هُوَ أَحَبَّهِ Subhanallah. What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes His slave do? أَيُّ شَيْءٍ يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ What is that Allah makes His slave do when Allah loves this individual? إِذَا أَحَبَّهُ قَالَ يُلْهِمُهُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يلهمه الاستغفار عند التقصير. Allah Ta'ala gives him the ability and inspires him to do istighfar, especially at the times of shortcomings, Allahu Akbar. And we all know our ibadah is full of weakness, Allahu Akbar. We all know, we are all aware, illa mashallah, Allah knows best. But we all know, sometimes we drift away in our thoughts. In our prayer. Sometimes we forget how many rakats we have prayed. Sometimes we have to pray surah twice. Sometimes we just totally forget a full rakah. It happens. Our thoughts are wandering away here and there. There's deficiency in the way we pray. There's deficiency in the way maybe we give. When we give, maybe our niyyah is not pure. Allah Ta'ala grant us purity. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So there's always going to be shortcomings in our a'mal, in our actions that we do. Allah Ta'ala inspires this individual to do istighfar, subhanAllah. And the hadith comes to my mind, subhanAllah. A great important hadith. That man lazim al-istighfar, subhanAllah. A great hadith. In which Rasulullah s.a.w. says, whosoever will hold fast onto istighfar. Whosoever will hold fast onto istighfar. مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيْقٍ مَخْرَجًا سبحان الله. وَمِنْ كُلِّ فَرَجٍ وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا وَرَزَقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ سبحان الله. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ Three great favors will be given. If we do istighfar, if we are consistent in istighfar, Rasulullah used to do it every day without failure. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was told to do this, like I said, specifically at the end of his life. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا Yes. This was the end. This was the very last, one of the last surahs that was revealed to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Surah Al-Nasr. Allah says, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ When the help of Allah is here. Allah mentions in the past tense. That means it was yaqeen is going to happen, subhanAllah. It was yaqeen is going to happen. When the help of Allah has come. And the victory has come. And you will see people coming into the fold of Islam. Groups after groups after groups, subhanAllah. When that time comes, O Habibullah, O Rasulullah, When that time is here, then it is the time for you to do tasbih and istighfar, subhanAllah. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدَ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ Tasbih and istighfar. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا For Allah is oft forgiving and oft merciful, very merciful. Istighfar. When this Quranic verse was revealed, everybody was rejoicing, subhanAllah. Everyone is happy, mashallah. Mashallah, we've been given glad tidings of victory and alhamdulillah, Islam is going to spread and alhamdulillah, so many people are going to come into the fold of Islam. Everybody was rejoicing except one person. Who was that? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr Siddiq was weeping away, Allah. We all know the story, some of us here. He was weeping away.
He's crying. I said, oh, Abu Bakr, what are you crying for? You know, this is glad tidings. Rejoice, happiness. We should be celebrating. We're going to get victory. We've been waiting for this for years. It's 23 years since the first revelation came. Now it's the time for us to rejoice victory. Abu Bakr Siddiq said, no. You've not understood. And upon his insistence that Abu Bakr Siddiq mentioned, there is news in this of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam's departure from this world. Allahu Akbar. That is the message. The time has come close where he's going to go away from us. He's going to depart from us. Istighfar, subhanAllah. Tasbih is also important. Istighfar is also important. Dhikr is also important. And part of dhikr, istighfar is also important. Rasulullah SAW used to do it every single day without failure, subhanAllah, without failure. Whosoever will fast onto istighfar, man lazim al-istighfar, ja'ala Allah lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. My Habib SAW says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint for this person a way out of all distress. Subhanallah. A way out from all distress. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him relief from anxiety. Wa min kulli hammin faraja. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah Ta'ala will give him sustenance where he least expected it from, subhanAllah. Allah will give him sustenance. So Abdullah Abdul Rahman, Fatima Zainab, these are very precious moments, like I said. This time between Asr and Maghrib is a time for us to value. And let's make this intention now, inshallah, that whatever Allah gave us tawfiq, we're going to continue with that, inshallah. We're going to continue, and we're going to always ask istighfar from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, we've all heard of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, yeah? Sheikh Imam ibn Hanbal, everybody's heard of him? Who's not heard of him, put your hands up. Everybody has heard of Sheikh Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahumullah ta'ala, one of the four great imams. One of the four great imams. He was given the title, Shaykhul Islam, subhanallah. He was given the title, Shaykhul Islam. He was also given the title, Imam Ahlus Sunnah. Imam Ahlus Sunnah. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahumullah ta'ala, was always in the seek of knowledge. His Musnad Ahmad is in so many volumes, subhanallah. So many volumes. One of his great works that he did was Musnad Ahmad. Collected the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in his old age, he was still going and seeking knowledge. He was on his travels. He never limited his life to keep on seeking knowledge. Subhanallah. One day he was going on one of his travels. He was going on one of his journeys. Whilst he was traveling alone, subhanallah. He was traveling alone. He was traveling and he came to a village where it was night time. He had to pray his Salatul Isha. So that today I'm going to pray my Isha in this masjid. And then I'm going to try and rest here and make my way further the next day after Salatul Fajr. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah, he prays Salatul Isha. After Salatul Isha, he goes into the courtyard of the masjid. Masjid ke sehen mein jaate hain. And he sits there, waiting for the caretaker to go out. The caretaker of the masjid, he sees this old man. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal didn't make an announcement. I am Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Allah. If he made the announcement, he never made himself known. He kept kept basically himself disguised. He didn't tell people who he was. If they knew who Imam Ahmad ibn Ismus was, Imam al-Hanbal, they would measurely raise him to their shoulders and they'd all say, I want to take him. They'd all fight with each other because he was the great Imam of the time. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. But he kept. He didn't identify himself. He kept quiet. He's there in the courtyard of the masjid. The caretaker comes. Hey, old man, what are you doing here? Huh? What are you doing here? Caretaker sahab aaye. Budde miya kya kar rahe hain aap? Chalo uth yahan se. Caretaker samajhta hai ki mere baap ki masjid hai. Haan. Kisi ki Allah ki masjid hai. I don't know the situation here, Sheikh. Don't get me wrong. Yeah? I'm not saying the caretaker, he's like that. Yeah, I'm just saying, this caretaker, which is a general disease in our communities. Somebody gets some kind of authority, then they think, I'm it, I am the man. There's nobody above me. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah protect us from that kind of feeling. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah save us from abusing our positions. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah save us from the evil of our hearts. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah protect us from the evil of our tongues. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. This caretaker is saying, he's an old man. What are you doing here? He said, I just want to spend the night in the masjid. I'm a traveler. I'm traveling. Musafiru. Sirf raat thehrne ka masla hai. Mujhe raat thehrne do ya. Fajr barki mein apne rasta pakar lunga. I'll take my way after Fajr. Just let me stay in the masjid, courtyard. Not even in the masjid. I want to stay in the courtyard. The caretaker says, no. You can't stay here. I have to close the masjid. I have to close the masjid. So, na'uzu billahi min dhalik, this caretaker, he grabs hold. Imam Ahmad is so weak, he can't get up quickly. He grabs hold of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and he's dragging him out. Allahu wa la hawla wa la quwwata. He's dragging him out of the masjid. And while he's dragging him out of the masjid, across the road, a person sees this whole situation, that this elderly person is being dragged out from the masjid. And he knew the caretaker, but he didn't know the old man. So he comes and running. What's the issue? He says, this old man wants to stay in the masjid. He says, yeah, I want to stay in the masjid for the night. Tomorrow I'll make my way. He says, don't worry, you're my guest for tonight, subhanAllah. What is it? You're my guest for tonight. Would we do that, Shaykh? Subhanallah, a stranger coming to masjid. Oh, isko bhagao yahan se. Ha. Pata nahi kahan se aa gaya. Ha. Ye koi ajnabi aadmi lagta hai. Pata nahi kya chakkar hai iska. Ha. Ye hamara raviya hai. This is our attitude. This guy is coming to masjid. So it's dodgy, man. It's a bit of a dodgy guy. What is he doing here? Has he come for something? Is he a spy? What? Subhanallah. You know, the people have this kind of an attitude. La ilaha illallah. That a stranger comes into the masjid and they want to act with this stranger in a way as though they have got no relationship with Muslims and Iman and Islam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's attitude. A Bedouin comes into the masjid. A Bedouin comes into the masjid and the Bedouin starts to urinate. Allahu Akbar. This Bedouin starts to urinate in the house of Allah, in Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine that situation here. We'd go and bang their heads onto the wall. Yeah. How dare you? This individual is urinating in the house of Allah. And he's basically Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma shfi. Allahumma shfi, ya Rabb. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying to Sahaba, or good at prizing, da'hu, leave him, let him do what he wants. And afterwards he says to the Sahaba, get some buckets of water and clean it up. And then he calls that individual and he says, إِنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ إِنَّمَا بُنِيَتِ الْمَسَاجِدِ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَلِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. And he explains to him in a lovable and a compassionate way that masjids are built for the remembrance of Allah, for the dhikr of Allah, for the tilawat of the Qur'an, and for salah. Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. This was the behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala grant us those characteristics. Ameen. Islam was spread, like Shaykh mentioned in his talk today. Islam is spread through character. Subhanallah. Islam was not spread by the sword. Islam was spread through akhlaq, through character, through good behavior, through good conduct, by giving respect to humanity for what they deserve. Wa khaliqin nas بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, you treat people with good character. Rasulullah didn't say وَخَالِقِ الْمُسْلِمِ, he didn't say treat the Muslim with good character. وَخَالِقُنَّ وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ, and treat the whole of mankind with good character. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. So this individual is dragging out Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal from the masjid. Yeah? And this individual sees him and he says to him, "Oh, what are you doing?" And he comes and he says, "Oh, okay, so I'll keep you for the night." Allah Ta'ala give us these characteristics. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. That we help and assist somebody at the hour of their need. You know, once I was in this, our own masjid here, Masjid Umar, alhamdulillah. I'd like to mention this story. And I don't know if I mentioned it to you before, Sheikh. Once in a few years back, after the masjid was built by Rubai, I once came for a visit. And I was here for Salatul Dhuhr. And I think Sheikh was not here for that Salatul Dhuhr, something we didn't meet up. So I was basically late for masjid, or I prayed my Zuhr later on, and then I was going out of the masjid. Whilst I was going out, subhanAllah, a English couple, elderly couple, was outside the masjid here. And I've mentioned this in many talks of mine throughout the world, alhamdulillah, as an inspiration for people of how we should be treating. And they were outside the masjid. And they just said to me, I was going out, said the imam, they just said, "Oh, are you the scholar here?" I said, "Well, I'm not the scholar, but I can help you." He said, "We want to visit the mosque." So I took it upon myself, Sheikh. I took it upon myself. I didn't go to ask anybody. I said, "Theek hai, Allah ki masjid hai, kisko rok raha hai?" I said, "Okay, you want to visit the mosque? Yeah, we just want to come and see the mosque." Alhamdulillah, we have special days of visiting the mosque days. Visit my mosque. And when people come this, I mentioned their experiences, subhanAllah. This was an English couple, a native couple, an elderly couple, who wanted to come and see the house of Allah. Why should we put restrictions? What gives me the right of putting restrictions? La ilaha illallah. If anybody is related to this brother, please assist them. Allahumma shfiha. So these two individuals, I bring them into this very Jamaat Khana Sheikh, masjid here. And they came into the masjid, and they were just standing there. They were just standing there. And they stood here for about 20 minutes. And I didn't force them to finish or whatever, I stayed here as well. And the words that came out from their mouth, and they said, "We felt such peace in this place, at this time, that we've never felt in all of our lives, subhanAllah. We never felt in all of our lives." And then I said to them, "You know what? This is because this is the blessing of the name of Allah. This is the house of Allah. And the name of Allah is mentioned here. It has its ways of affecting a person's heart, subhanAllah. Yeah? And that's why you are feeling such feeling, you are feeling content and peace." And may Allah give jazaa khair to Sheikh Muhammad. And mashallah, the program that he's done for reverts and whatever, if you want to call them reverts or new Muslims or whatever, giving them the message of Islam. Giving them the important message of Islam. Sharing is caring. Sharing is caring. We care for them. That's why we share Islam with them. We care for them. That is why we share Islam with them, subhanAllah. We care for them. La ilaha illallah. We care for them. So we share Islam with them. La ilaha illallah. So therefore, Allahu Akbar Kabira, I was mentioning Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah is dragged out of the masjid. And this individual sees him, comes to his, "Bhai, mujhe meri taraf dekhe bhai. Look at me please, brothers. Jazakallah khair, barakallah feekum, Shaykh. Mazurin bhai, don't worry." And he basically says to him, "Stay at my house. Stay at my house." We're going to finish in the next few minutes, inshallah. I'm going to give you time for duru. Don't worry, I'm not going to go against my promise, yeah? He basically says to him, "Stay at my house, Allahu Akbar." Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal spends the full night at this individual's house. And he observes something very unique. And he observes that this person on his lips is always astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Istighfar is on his tongue at all times. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahumullah, when he gets the opportunity, he asks this individual, can I ask you something? He says, yes, go ahead. What benefits have you experienced because of this istighfar? What's your experience for praying istighfar? What have you seen apparent for reading istighfar? His reply was, I swear by the name of Allah. I swear by the name of Allah that Allah has accepted all my du'as, subhanAllah. All my du'as, except one, subhanAllah. Oh, except one. Ajib. So what's that one du'a Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not accepted, subhanAllah? What's that one du'a Allah has not accepted? He says, every single day, without failure, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, this great Imam, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Shaykhul Islam, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Muhyus Sunnah, Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Ya Allah, I am so busy with my chores here. I don't have the opportunity to go and visit him, to go in his khidmah. Allah, grant me the ability just to observe him, subhanAllah. Because every single day, without failure, I have this desire and passion that may Allah Rabbul Izzah grant me the opportunity to see this great Imam, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahumullah. I want to see this Imam, Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Imam Ahmad's eyes must be watered. He says, oh my brother in Islam, oh my beloved brother, not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your dua, not only has Allah accepted your dua, but he dragged me out of the masjid. He dragged me out of the masjid so I can end up at your house and you are able to serve me, to feed me, to you were able to give me comfort. I am Ahmad ibn Hanbal, subhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. This is the benefit of istighfar. Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Fatima, Zainab. Time does not allow me to elaborate more. But the core messages which I'd like to repeat for today. Number one, let's make intention that we're going to do 1,000 durood every Friday, say inshallah. So we can get the reward and we can see our Jannah before our eyes are closed, inshallah. Number two, we will try and remain in the masjid as much as we can on Yawm al-Jum'ah between Asr and Maghrib. For Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is a very precious moment and Allah will accept the dua at this time, inshallah. And we will engage in durood ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and dua and supplication to Allah so that this time is valued in the sight of Allah. And we will never leave a moment when we've done something good, when we've done something for the pleasure of Allah, yet we seek Allah's forgiveness and say, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I am very weak. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I have not done. وَمَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ وَمَا شَكَرْنَاكَ حَقَّ شُكْرِكَ. Ya Allah, we have not fulfilled the right of thanking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we were not able to worship you as we should have worshipped you. Ya Allah, we are weak slaves of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our du'as, accept our amal, and forgive our weaknesses and shortcomings. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyil Kareem. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyil Kareem. Fajazakumullahu khayran. Ahsan al-jazaa fi al-darain. A special request that those people that are ill, like that brother that was here today, they have got junoon maybe, they have got insanity, which is an illness which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always asked protection from. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-junoon wal-judam wal-baras wa sayyi'il asqam. And this junoon is a very difficult thing. This mental health issue is something that's stalking the whole of the world today. It's affected us. I can talk on this for 2 hours. I talk upon the effects of the pandemic, and one of the greatest effects, unfortunately, adverse effect of the pandemic has been that people have been affected mentally. especially mental health issues have increased, quadrupled in the whole of the world. May Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us from this illness. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. And those that are affected, Allah grant them shifa. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.